On the 5 with us, we have State Senator District 33, Senator Chris Smith. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
The legislative session starts Tuesday in Tallahassee. A lot of items to be dealt with this session. Hopefully something can get accomplished. But you have legislation called direct filing. And explain how that impacts us in South Florida and the state of Florida.
Yes, in South Florida, we lead the nation in putting kids in adult court. And it's at the sole discretion of the state attorney. What my bill will do to take that sole discretion out of the state attorney's hands and put it in more of a committee hands to figure out if a kid should be in adult court or juvenile court.
Why is this important?
Well, we have kids who do misbehavior. What they do is they put them in adult court, put them in adult prison, and make career criminals. Some kids make mistakes. Some kids can be helped and need to stay in juvenile court. But when our kids, who may be a little taller, who may be a little bigger, show up in court, they immediately put them in adult court, making them career criminals. We need to make sure we make the difference between kids we're just mad at and kids we're afraid of. Kids we're mad at, we need to get them some help and keep treating them like kids.
And being big and black is not necessarily a bad thing. Let's talk about they're trying to give more power to stand your ground laws.
There's an amendment to stand your ground, which will shift the burden of proof to the state's attorney, meaning if you kill someone and claim stand your ground, the state attorney has to prove that you don't have the right to stand your ground. That is a major deal because if there's no witnesses, the state attorney really has no way of knowing what happened, and you will get more and more and more people injured or killed in a false claim of stand your ground. And our community knows how that feels.
And if one is deceased, they cannot testify. Now, they also want to have open weapons, this open carry permit.
I haven't seen a worse marriage since Bonnie and Clyde, open carry and changes to stand your ground. Stand your ground says if you're in fear of someone, you can stand your ground and shoot them. Well, there's a bill to have an open carry so people can walk around brandishing guns like the Wild Wild West. Now, what puts you in more fear than a person walking towards you with a gun showing? So now you're going to have a bad mix in more stand your ground cases and people walking around like Wild Wild West showing guns.
And you don't know the mental state of that person, whether they're involved in criminal activity or not, or whether just their appearance, dreads, or skin color may scare you or put you in fear.
Well, I can tell you there's a lot of people in this society that see someone look like me walking up with a gun. I immediately scare them, and you will get a stand your ground situation, even though I may not be menacing or doing anything wrong. And that's not a good mix in the state of Florida.
Now, some people are not covered by Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. And let's talk about Medicaid expansion in Florida, which our governor rejected.
Yes, we're still pushing for that because we have over a million Floridians without health care coverage. And your listeners know you need health care coverage. When you feel sick, you need to be able to go to the doctor or go to the hospital without going into financial bankruptcy. We need people to get coverage. And by expanding Medicare, that will cover more people in the state of Florida. And it would share the cost so health care wouldn't be as much because hospitals will get paid for those indigent care for people that can't afford to pay. They don't have to charge us that can pay more money. It's a win-win for the state. And it's billions and billions of dollars in Washington, D.C. that we're not getting in Florida because we won't expand Medicaid. What we're doing is also looking at the way we do billing in hospitals right now.
Folks that don't have Obamacare and they make that trip to the emergency room will be treated differently. Also, when they go to the hospital, you have these independent contractors now. Though you may have insurance, you may get a bill from a neurologist. You may get a bill from a specialist at the hospital that's not covered by your insurance.
Yes, we've noticed that since Obamacare has come out, that people are getting billed separately when they go to the hospital. Instead of just getting a bill from the hospital, they get it from all of these different specialists and it's not covered. We're addressing that this year and making it mandatory that the bill comes from the hospital and that you're not getting all these extra billings because people shouldn't be trying to figure out whether they're covered or not. If they go into the hospital and they have Obamacare, they should be covered. And we shouldn't play these games with the different billing systems for constituents.
State Senator Chris Smith, if we'd like more information about the legislative sessions, and I thank you for the updates. How will we contact you for more information?
Go on the State Senate website and contact any of the senators throughout the state. And also, you can call my office at 954-321-2705. That's 954-321-2705. Or I will be giving regular updates on my website, SenatorChrisSmith.com. Each week, I'll put out a video telling what happened that week on SenatorChrisSmith.com.
State Senator Chris Smith, the legislative session starts Tuesday in Tallahassee, and I thank you for the information about what's going to be discussed this legislative session. Thank you again.
Thank you, Rodney.